Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, and welcome to another episode. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today we're talking about, you know, those days when you just feel like a shitty mom, where no matter what you do or how much you do or anything, it just doesn't feel like it's quite enough. Now, lately we've had a lot of sickness in the house, and we had the stomach flu over Christmas, and then we survived that. We got through that, and then the kids went back to school, and one of them came back with a fever and some kind of virus. So then everybody got sick, and I'm actually kind of like catching it right now, but I haven't gotten the full blown thing. So I'm trying to nip it in the bud while I can, and it's just like, you know, I've gotten so used to having amazing energy. I've been taking ketones for a few months now, and I feel I've been feeling like a whole new woman. And so I'm not used to feeling exhausted. I'm not used to feeling tired and like lethargic and worn down. And so I am in the middle of struggling with that, because the sick feeling is a whole other thing. It's not like getting a little bit too less sleep, but it feels similar to that. Anyway, so in the middle of all that, life does not slow down. Things do not stop needing to be done. The laundry's still there. The dishes are there. The kids still need to be taken care of. Meals need to be made. All that. So there have been some days where it just doesn't feel like it's ever enough. And when I catch myself in those moments, this is what I do. This is the thought process that I walk myself through. And this is what I want to share with you today. And first, it's separating the facts from the feelings. Because see, what happens is when we have a story in our heads, a belief about something that produces emotion or a series of emotions, a whole slew of emotions. And then from those emotions, we do. For example, let's say I'll break it down. The story that I find myself telling myself when I feel like a shitty mom is, hey, I'm a shitty mom, or it's not enough. I am not enough. And the feelings around that are disappointment, shame, guilt, frustration, maybe helplessness, all kinds of different things depending on the situation. And then with those emotions, what do I want to do? I want to just, like, you know, get under the covers and hide, or give up, or run away and just spend time by myself and just like forget the kids. Like, here, you guys take care of yourselves, fend for yourselves. I want to isolate, all kinds of stuff that those emotions drive me to want to do, whether I do them or not. That's the state that I can be in. And now at that point, it is so important, you guys, to acknowledge how we really feel about things. This is not some fake bullshit positivity thing where, like, oh, let's just pretend like everything's fine. No, this is what we do. And this, I'm telling you, it works. And it begins with acknowledging the reality. Okay, separating the facts. Here are the facts. The kids are sick. I'm feeling sick. X, Y, and Z got done. X, Y, and Z did not get done. This is how I feel about that. Next. Okay, these are my emotions about those facts. All right, cool. Acknowledging the emotions, because they are important and they deserve to be acknowledged. Next, this is where we create a shift, ladies. This is where we create the shift. So next we get to decide, what is it that I want? What is it that I want right now? Okay, and in those moments, that is where I realize that, you know what? What I want right now is joy. What I want is connection. What I want is peace. And so how do I create that? That's the next question. So anyway, basically, I'll break it down into these three phases to get you started. When you feel like things are just not going your way, or you feel like a shitty mom or a shitty wife or a shitty business owner, or just, you know, just not feeling your best, begin with this. What are the facts? What are the facts about right now? Where are you at? What is your reality? Second, what are your feelings around it? And third, what do you want? What do you want? When you get clear on what you want and you start focusing on that instead of focusing on what you don't want, because here's newsflash, ladies, when you focus on what you don't want, guess what you create more of? That. because that is what you're focused on. So focus on what you do want. And it's a hard habit to break. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. For years and years and years, I thought in the context of here is what I don't want. I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be overwhelmed. But then that is what I created more of, more stress and overwhelm. But when I shifted this mentality to, you know what? I want joy. I want peace. I want connection. I want laughter. Then the brain goes to work for you on your behalf to find those things around you and to create more of that. So I hope that gets you started. I would love to hear your feedback. If you ever want to share or you have some stories that you want to share with me, feel free to email me at info@sexymamamovement.com. And of course, I would love to invite you, if you're a mom entrepreneur, to our private Facebook community, the Sexy Mama Sisterhood. So if you haven't joined the community yet and you're an entrepreneurial mom, please come on over. We're waiting for you. And of course, you can get your free guide of, it's a 1 week digital download of the new Sexy Mama Self Mastery Planner for Entrepreneurial Moms at sexymamamovement.com. So come on over to the website, visit the mother site, visit the Facebook community, and we'll get you plugged in. All right, that's it for today. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend. Bye, mamas. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.